Denzel Washington's movie production of Fences gave a whole new audience a chance to feel Wilson's work.
I latched on to and told her, baby, I don't want to marry. I just want to be your man. Rose told me, tell him what you told me, Rose.
I told him if he wasn't a mankind, then move out the way so the mankind could find me.
That's what she told me. You're in my way, you're blocking the view, move out the way so I can find me a husband.
Fences resulted in a Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for Viola Davis.
So here's to August Wilson, who exhumed and exalted the ordinary people.
Jitney's official Broadway debut was January 19th at the Manhattan Theater Club's Samuel J. Friedman Theater.
And he started shouting and cussing and threatening to put us out in the street where we belonged, and I was waiting for you to tell him to shut up, to get off your porch.
Brandon J. Durden's portrayal of Booster in Jitney. Durden says being a part of this show was very important to him.
August has earned the level of excitement just through his consistent quality and his superior writing and documenting of the African-American experience throughout the 20th century.
They're supposed to build a new hospital down on Logan Street. They've been talking about that for the longest while.
Fellow actor Michael Potts plays the hilarious Turnbow. Potts says working with director Ruben Santiago Hudson, who was a close friend of Wilson, has been special.
We're standing on the shoulders of giants. This is about the ancestors. This is about life.
Early last morning by the break of day, Grandpa told my grandma, well, I heard him say, get up and show your man your black bottom. I want to learn that dance.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom lit up the stage at Two River Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey last October with Ruben Santiago Hudson as the director.
August's lyrics, August's words are the blues. Listen to some of the things they say in the play, not just in the singing, in the talking.
So after the movie Fences, Broadway's Jitney, and local productions of August Wilson's work recently, maybe tourists to New York City and others will pause a moment as they go by 245 West 52nd Street, the home of the August Wilson Theater, the first Broadway theater to bear the name of an African American. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.